But don't worry, what does exist is but don't worry. But don't worry, what but don't worry, what does exist is good as God does not exist. God does not exist. God does not exist. God does not exist. God. But don't worry.
Hello, my wrecked friends. Sit back, relax. And once again, middle fingers up, loud and proud. Fuck you, the man. You are not the man. I am the man.
God does not exist. But don't worry, what does exist is good, as opposed to evil. So if you believe in God, you believe in good, and that's as it should be. You are just fine. If you believe in evil, then you probably need a whack on the back of the neck with a big fucking stick. Around 5000 BC, we, Homo sapiens, were genetically modified by space aliens. These aliens first landed where the river Euphrates enters the Persian Gulf. The reason is that in that area, a high concentration of what is called monatomic gold is found in the seawater. While nowadays, the highest concentration is found on the islands of Hawaii. The aliens were members of the Anunnaki Empire, and were on a quest to find this metal that is supposed to enhance and repair all bodily functions and stop the body from aging. Monatomic gold is what is called a superconductive metal. Superconductivity means that if you transport, for example, electricity through a line made of this material, you would not lose any energy as a result of heat dissipation. So if you input 100% of energy, you also output 100% of energy. Now apply this principle to your brain, which is a huge sensitive electrical machine. The monatomic gold makes your neural pathways act like quantum drive superhighways. This means that all your senses will receive input optimally. In turn, these inputs will be processed optimally, and those parts of your brain you don't use will become more active, so enhancing your memory, making you better understand problems, allowing you to sense evil, detecting lies, becoming telepathic, and even being able to time travel in your mind by seeing the past or the future. Telepathic, and even being able to time travel in your mind by seeing the past size. Becoming telepathic, and even being able to time travel in your mind by seeing the past or the future.
We'll be right back.
Races like the Saurian, or as they are called, the Reptoids, the Argarians, or Nordics, because of their human looks, and the Greys from Zeta Reticula, were looking for monatomic gold. This involved enormous effort, because it had to be extracted from seawater, or by processing it in such a way that the gold, usually in as it had to be extracted from seawater, or by processing it in such a way that the gold, usually in as it had to be extracted from seawater, or by processing it in such a way that the gold, usually in pairs on 8 atoms per molecule, could be separated into individual particles. In this fashion, the monatomic elements were separated from the multi-atomic cousins. In a similar way, uranium-235 is produced. For the use as intelligent slaves, the Anunnaki took a man, let's call him Adamski, and took out a part of a rib. This is because the rib is a part of the human body that can be removed without causing too much damage, and because the rib contains bone marrow, it's a perfect source for DNA. The Anunnaki modified the DNA for a better manipulation of the humans and implanted it into a woman, let's call her Mulva. Mulva then had children with Adamski, and their children were, just like Mulva, genetically modified. These humans worked for the Anunnaki, but not a lot of humans knew about the Anunnaki, and then, for some reason, the Anunnaki disappeared. An interesting detail is that the symbol for human DNA resembles the word Yah, which is God, but surely this is a coincidence. Yeah. some humans received part of the knowledge of the Anunnaki. Now, some humans received part of the knowledge of the Anunnaki. The last known humans were the Jewish people who carried the Ark on their journey from Egypt to the Promised Land. Before them, the Ark was in the lands of the Sumerians, Babylonians, and Tibetans. This Ark, not the Ark of Noah, was known to have powers beyond human imagination. It could levitate and deliver the fire of stars, a dangerous firework-like display of power that occurred when the monatomic elements became unstable. To make them stable again, you needed to know certain secrets, and with those secrets, you could preserve the Ark and thus its powers. The humans who were close to the secrets of the Ark had long and prosperous lives. The best known was Methuselah, who lived to the age of 950. Wherever the Ark is, the culture thrives, and over the centuries it moved from Jerusalem to Rome to London, and is now supposed to be in the United States of America. The Ark always moves west, and will always keep moving west. From the very beginning, the people who own the Ark have never given it away, and great care is given to preserve the bloodline's purity of the holders of the Ark. Renowned conspiracy theorist David Icke studied the bloodline of George W. Bush. This he traced back all the way to the Sumerians, a people who lived in the southeastern part of what is now known as Iraq, where the river Euphrates meets the Persian Gulf.
We'll be right back. there was a change.